Differences. Differences are hard because at first glance they tend to be very divisive, because they lead us toward that labeling me and them, or we and they, right? It's easy because this is how our brain works. We look at not only the things that are common, but we tend to isolate the things that are different. And as human beings, it's so easy for us to focus on those differences so that we can identify ourselves as being part of something and other people are not part of us. We use terms like we and them, or I and those people. We oftentimes build for our own selves our own ghetto, our own barrio, and lock ourselves behind the comfort zone. This is what I know, this is what I'm comfortable with, and I will never get out. And we have stopped growing when we allow those standards, those requirements, those expectations that are egocentric to be the definitive manifestation of who we are. And that's why in the second reading today, St. James said very clearly, if we hold on to our own wealth, our own identity that we have created for ourselves, our wealth will rot away. Whatever we have created for ourselves and think that this is important, then we have missed the grace of God that exists beyond this comfort zone, this own kingdom, this own ghetto, this own barrio we have created for ourselves. Within St. James community, as we have heard in the last few weeks, the reading shows us that there were differences in his own community, differences in education, in class, in culture, and in ways of life. And a lot of those people have let their differences divide that community. And that's why St. James was so focused on saying that we need to let our faith be and living in action. Not just at an intellectual ascension to something, saying, oh yes, I believe in Christ Jesus to be the Son of God, and I believe in God and the communion that we have with them in the Holy Spirit. No. To believe it much more than to say, yeah, somehow God exists and I understand it. But if we fatten our hearts, if we only care about ourselves, if we only worry about our own salvation, then St. James says so clearly that we will weep and wail in our own pitiful miseries. My brothers and sisters, what is our wealth? Our wealth is not found in the quantity of earthly goods, of whatever we have created for ourselves, or whatever we think will make us happy. Our wealth is based on the gifts that God had given to us first, His grace, but also in one another. My brothers and sisters, we cannot ignore and push away those people who are different than us, especially those whom we have deemed as not Catholic enough, not good enough, not educated enough, not like one of us, or they're too ignorant. Be careful, my brothers and sisters, because it's what exactly happened to Jesus' own disciples. They were jealous of other people who drove out demons in Christ's name. And what does Christ say? Whoever is not against us is for us. So anyone who does goodness because he or she is a disciple of Christ, we have this communion with one another, even if we seem to be different from each other. Differences are so real because it not only exists in different cultures, different society, it exists within the church. Oftentimes I see divisions within the church that keep us from truly working with one another. Oh, you're not one of us. Oh, this is how things have always been. Oh, this and that. And we lock ourselves in our own ghetto, our own barrio, and we build a community that nothing less than a clubhouse of like-minded people, and we stop preaching the gospel. My brothers and sisters, if we stop preaching the gospel, if we let ourselves be a clubhouse of like-minded people, then what are we building? A church for our own selves? Or are we letting Christ be our all in all? It's hard. Differences are hard. And that's why I love to sit down with young couples who are ready to get married, because I like to go through the inventory of their personality, their thoughts, their the different areas of their life, and talk to them about it. And at first it seemed to be that they are uniquely different, and that's okay. We just have to remember, just like any married couple, anyone in a relationship, we know that differences is hard at times, because when there's an argument, there's a heated contention, there are something that highlight those differences, we tend to let those differences divide us and rupture the relationship. But those differences can complement each other too. How pitiful would we be if we only like people who are like us? How pitiful we would be to, for those who are married, only marry those that look like us. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to marry myself. That egocentric, that selfish, that nothing more than expecting other people to be like us and loving only ourselves. And that's why differences could be overcome when we look at them at ways that the Lord had used to complement His church, to enrich His church, and to make His church more colorful. One beautiful thing about California is that because of the weather, even though we're lacking a lot of water, the weather here, especially the marine layer that we have, allowed a lot of flowers to grow. And all these flowers are different with their variation, their different shades, their different colors. And that's what the church is. And our differences, even when we myopically focus on them, they seem to be outstanding, overbearing, and hard to accept. But once we step back and allow ourselves to see the bigger picture, that God is here, God is at work, and then our differences complement one another and help the church grow. So when you go to church today, I want you to look at the people around you and ask the question, am I building my own barrio and ghetto? Do I only go to church and go home? Or have I done my best to reach out and to see the face of God and to build the community and the kingdom of God here? Am I offering my gifts, my talents, my treasure, so that my community is getting nourished and rich and grow where I have been planted? Or do I lock myself up, check my list, then go home? We're all called to be disciples of Christ Jesus. We're all called to work with one another in our differences, which leads me toward how we can overcome our differences. Instead of division, I would like to introduce another word that starts with D. Discernment. I am a spiritual director by trade and form and trained in the Ignatian spirituality. And St. Ignatius said discernment of spirits are important because the grace of God for each and every one of us is not individualistic, it's personal. He's able to bring into fulfillment the grace he has begun in us. And the way that God loves each and every one of us is personal. But much more than that, that personal love had to lead us toward the dying of ourselves to seek the standards of Christ. The dying of ourselves, that Christ be all in all. And the dying of ourselves to seek the truth instead of only doing what is good to us. And in this discernment of spirit, we will see the evil spirit trying to divide us, turn us against one another, and doubt in Christ's goodness. We have to overcome all these evil spirits, the voice of lies, manipulation, and the voices that lead us away from Christ in order to truly love Him and to give ourselves totally and completely to Him. And that's why discernment is not only for my good for your good, it's for the greater good, the ultimate good, for the salvation of all. And that's why in the gospel reading today, as well in the first reading, we need to make sure that we're not jealous of other people when God had endowed different gifts in them. And we have to step outside of ourselves to truly love, to serve the Lord in one another. And ultimately, we're called to be held accountable. If we do things only to better ourselves or to cause scandal to other people, or only for our own benefits, our own wants, our own desire, our own expectation, our own whatever, then it would be better if a great millstone were put around our neck and we were thrown into the sea, because we really do not give life. Think about that. Whoever have scandalized or have divided or turned other people away from Christ, we have caught a great scandal. And if it's better that we be thrown into the sea, because we do not live. So if our hands, whatever is causing you and I to sin against charity, against faith, against hope, cut it off. Let it go. And Jesus used this word that we do not know in the postmodern or contemporary world. The term is Gehenna. That's what the part of the holy city where people use to dump all their trash. And the trash will burn, so you can sense and smell sulfur and the pungent that's in the air. And if we're living in Gehenna, meaning that our souls are rotten to death, we're pitiful. Because our own little ego, our own standards, our own whatever, have been rotting us deep from within. My brothers and sisters, do not live in Gehenna, but live in the loving grace of God. Do not let ourselves be thrown into Gehenna, where we rot deep from within, but allow the grace of God to change us deep from within so that we can live in Him, through Him, and with Him, and use and work and discern. Where is He in this picture? And to be with one another in growing the kingdom of God here. So, how are we looking at differences? Are we allowing them to divide us? Or are we seeking the will of God through discernment and to come with one another and to allow the goodness of the Lord to be with us, working in us and through us as well as our brothers and sisters? My brothers and sisters, differences are hard, But we can complement each other if we look beyond ourselves and know that Christ is in our midst, and that with Christ, may His kingdom be in living in us, and may He be praised now and forever.